From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Tom Baudette, Roxanne Roberts, and Paula Poundstone. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you so much, Carl. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Paul Ferdner in San Francisco.
Hey, how are things in San Francisco?
Kind of chilly, but not bad.
Yes. And just tell us how cold it is in San Francisco.
Well, at night it gets down into the 30s, and in the daytime it doesn't get over 55.
Ooh. Paul, welcome to the show. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Paul's topic?
Pimp My Ride.
Like most Americans, we are not happy with our cars unless they're totally tricked out. This week, we found out about a great new way to really personalize your vehicle so you can be at last king of the road. Our panelists are going to tell you about three innovations in ride pimpage. One of which is true. Pick the true story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
I am.
First up, let's hear from Tom Baudette.
If you ever suspected there was something growing in the back seat of your car, now you can be sure there is. Go Gardens, introduced at the Detroit Auto Show, is an aftermarket self-contained biosystem which traps the expelled heat and water from hydrogen fuel cell cars and uses it to grow hothouse tomatoes and other vegetables under the hatchback windows of the still experimental vehicles. Go Garden inventor Tom Kazaya explains how the heat and humidity, coupled with periodic motion and the ever-changing orientation to the sun, will grow incredibly robust tomatoes, not to mention such veggie delights as bean sprouts and wheatgrass, which will virtually produce a salad over the course of a Sunday's drive. Kazaya adds, if a tight schedule or a Mac attack does force you into a fast food drive-through situation, you can mitigate your guilt with some fresh, healthy, organic garnish from your Go Garden.
The Go Garden, growing a garden in the back of your hatchback. Your next story of a new innovation for the ride comes from Paula Poundstone.
The horn is, of course, for emergencies. It's meant to say, stop, you're about to crash into me. However, most drivers attempt to wring many more meanings out of the discordant blast, and the limited vocabulary of the horn frequently leads to misunderstandings. Finally, Suomo Innovations Incorporated brings us the horn interpreter. Now, when the driver hits the horn, he can also select from a menu of clarifying audio messages blared from a rooftop speaker activated by a small panel of buttons mounted on the steering wheel. The traditional honk can be followed by a polite sounding, the light turned green, a perky, look, we drive the same kind of car. A firm but restrained, it's not your turn yet. A sheepish, sorry, just leaned on the horn accidentally. And the traditional, sorry, didn't realize you had a gun, I'll take another exit. It retails for $19.95.
The horn interpreter, and your last story of making your car the envy of the parking garage comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Hate that nasty black rubber smell of your tires? Well, now you don't have to put up with anything less than a delicate floral scent for your wheels. After a year of research, Kumho Tires is introducing lavender, orange, and jasmine-scented Exta DX all-season tires infused with heat-resistant oils. The target customers are females who drive Toyotas, Fords, and other sedans and presumably have dozens of scented candles and air fresheners scattered around the house. The study also revealed that the top aromas for men are barbecue, hot dog, and popcorn. The tires, which retail for $119, will be in dealers this spring.
All right, then. One of these three things you'll be able to get for your very own car is it from Tom Baudette, a device that allows you to grow vegetables in the back of your hatchback. From Paula Poundstone, a horn interpreter, which allows you to send different audible messages with your horn. Or from Roxanne Roberts, scented tires with lavender and other beautiful scents wafting around your vehicle. Which of these is the real aftermarket product for your car?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how I would actually use any of these. but I think the closest I can come is the scented tires.
Really? You think out of all those things, that would be most useful to you?
Well, not to me personally, but by process of elimination, that seems to be what's left.
I understand. So the least unlikely one, then, is the scented tires.
I guess so.
All right. Well, that's your choice. You chose Roxanne's story. To bring you the correct answer, we actually spoke to a representative of the maker of this real car innovation.
Once they hear that we have scented tires, they do want to kind of come in. Not in the old days, it'd be kick the tires. Now they want to smell the tires.
And isn't that a dignified posture? Yeah. That was Mark Bouffard, the marketing coordinator for Kumho Tires, talking about their new lavender-scented tires. Congratulations, Paul. You got it right. You earned a point for Roxanne.
Oh, thank you.
Which I know she enjoys. And you have won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
I'm thrilled.
And it has no scent whatsoever. Thank you so much for playing with us today. That was well done.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What's this gonna do to our tire stores? It's going to be like you go into Nordstrom's and be somebody spritzing you with, you know, like Goodyear's new scent of the week.
And I want to know who is supposed to smell this.
Yeah.
I mean, is it like,
yeah,
well, right before he ran me over, officer, yeah, I did get a nice whiff of a lovely cinnamon scent. It was,
well, what do you do? You tell your neighbor, hey, Bob, you want to smell my tires?
Yeah. It's,
I got some mango all seasons
now,
on the back, and I got some cinnamon rain tracers up. Safe and sassy.